News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, it marks 1 year since rape victim Dominique Meehan waived her right to anonymity to speak out about the brutal attack she suffered nearly 4 years ago. Her attacker, Keith Hearn from Talla, was sentenced to 12 years behind bars last year. And since then, Dominique has been a voice for rape victims across the country. And she joins us on the line now. Good morning, Dominique, and it's a pleasure to talk to you again. I ask you first, just for the benefit of our listeners, can you remind us briefly what happened to you at the hands of this monster, I think is the only word we can use?
Well, I was at a convention in Dublin. I was staffing at the convention, and we were putting on a show for people in what we call the screening room. We would show TV shows and movies just throughout the weekend, somewhere where people could sit in quiet and have a break from the convention. There was air conditioning, so that was another thing. But we were using a laptop, and Windows updates got me. So when it finished, the computer would no longer connect to the projector. So I started asking people in the room if they knew how to connect the projector to the laptop. There was a young girl sitting in there. She had no idea, but Keith Hearn was sitting at the back of the room, and he said he'd give it a go. He was standing very close behind me. I was sitting at the computer. He was standing very close behind me and kind of a bit too close. I was a little bit creeped out. So when he gave up, he went back to his seat. I tried for a little bit longer. He came back up again, tried for a little bit longer. And eventually I was like, no, I'll just call one of the techies. They'll know better than I will. So the younger left, and I made to leave. But because Keith was at the back of the room towards the door, he was between me and the door. He slammed the door shut.
What did he do?
I instantly knew what was going to happen. I started screaming. He said, What's going on? What's wrong? And I was backing up. He pushed me against the wall, and I managed to get him off me. I hit him with my phone. I broke my phone. I managed to get him off me, I think it was twice, but eventually he had an arm around my throat and said, if you don't stop struggling, I'm going to break your neck. So I stopped struggling and he raped me.
Now, Hearn, who was from Talla in Dublin, he pleaded guilty to 2 counts of rape, 1 count of oral rape, and 1 count of false imprisonment against yourself. And this happened in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Blanchardstown on July the 4th, 2015. Yeah. Now, after that, when he pleaded guilty, you took the very courageous stance of deciding to waive your right to anonymity and basically tell the world what happened to you. 1 year down the road, Dominique, was it worth it for you? What's the last year been like for you?
Absolutely. It's been the most hectic, unimaginable year I could have imagined, but it has been so worth it. I've managed to reach so many people. I get messages all the time on Facebook. Unfortunately, I don't respond to a lot of them because a lot of them reveal a lot of personal information and I don't want to dredge that up for the other person, but I'm constantly getting messages of support. And I spoke at one of the sexual assault treatment unit meetings they have every year. I think I've been able to help people. And being a lesbian, I've also been able to speak out against rape, against LGBT people as well. And it's just been a year that I will never regret, but wish I didn't have to do, if that makes sense.
So it was, I suppose, therapeutic, was it, to decide to identify yourself and come out and speak if you feel that you've helped people?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Most of the time I see people on the TV that do the same thing as me and they're very calm and poised. But the reason I've done this is it was for my own benefit, really. I am a very angry person since I was attacked. I was never would have considered myself an angry person, but I did this to show him that he couldn't beat me. I did this to spite him and help people to spite him. This, I probably shouldn't be saying something like that, but this is, that's how I've gotten through this whole year, is this is helping people, and no one like him is going to be able to do something like this again. And that's where I get my, that's how I've been able to do everything this year.
The whole issue of violence against women, sexual violence, psychosexual violence, has become very, you know, prevalent recently, particularly in the past few months. There have been a few horrific cases. Now, I know they are blips, as they say, in the sense that they aren't the norm. And we saw then the way alleged victims were treated in the court system up in Belfast and whatever. Now, you know, the people involved were acquitted. Do you think, from your involvement and your interaction with people around the country since you very, as I say, courageously came out, and you are very brave to have done what you did, but are you getting any sense that there is generally across the board an increase in violent attacks on women, first of all?
I would say there'd be more an increase in the exposure of these violent attacks, and I think the feeling in the media and in the general population of Ireland, the feeling towards rape victims is changing, but not in the court system.
Well, I think
I was lucky to have a good judge, but I don't think it's changed all that much.
Well, there are two things, I suppose, worth pointing out. One is that the procedures in terms of the trials in the Republic are completely different. I think they're much better than they are in Northern Ireland and the UK. The way that the alleged victim is treated in the UK system compared to here is quite different. But generally, are you concerned about the way the legal system deals with the alleged victims of sexual crime?
In my case, I was treated very, very, very well. But I have been told by so many people that my experience wasn't normal. Mm. Most people won't get the same information as I did. I think I was just... I am one of those people who just needs to have all the information all the time. So I was looking things up, and I was asking my Garda liaison things to clarify things that I had already looked up. But if I don't think if I had looked up that information, I would have gotten that information, maybe. So I think there's just that feeling of if we keep them quiet, if like it's sort of that old idea of if you stay quiet, you're not going to be a problem. And I think that's where most rape survivors are being held in the court system. If they don't know, they can't make a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something that needs to change, and what I hope to change in the future.
And very finally, Dominic, obviously this horrific, and it was an horrific attack, your life was threatened, you were put in fear. He told you, he screamed, when you screamed, he told you he had a knife in his bag and would use it if you weren't quiet, and he jumps on you, he ties you up, and he commits all those appalling things. But so the rape and the attack has changed your life.
Yes,
I suppose finally, to try and end on a positive note, coming out like you have, has it positively impacted your life overall?
It has. I've sort of found what I want to do in life. I was doing computer games design in my local college, but when the court case finished, I sort of weighed up my options, and now I'm doing youth work. I hope to work with young people talking about consent and sexuality. I feel like I know what I want to do with my life now. So I think it has, in a way, helped me. If that, in a twisted sense, I think it has helped me.
Well, it's been therapeutic, certainly. And you're obviously the kind of person who's very strong anyway, and you're articulate. And I can see how you probably have helped an awful lot more people than you even think yourself.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Dominic Meehan, I hope life is good for you and that you go from strength to strength. And thanks very much again for talking to us here in News Talk Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Paul.